Sean Mice here, and in today's training, I'm going to dig into an advanced level of using the 80-20 rule to grow your business phenomenally. The 80-20 rule, I've used it in my business, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, with phenomenal results, both in increase in revenues and profits, that type of thing, but also in terms of decreasing the time that I spend working. I've used it for years with clients in kind of a piecemeal fashion, and probably over the last 6 to 9 months, I've really gotten to the place where I've discovered that if I hold a client call, especially a blueprint call, we're looking at putting together what are you as a client going to achieve over the course of, say, the next 90 to 180 days, I tend to use the 80-20 rule, even if I don't call it that, even if, you know, we don't use that language, but the process that I use for kind of getting down to the nitty-gritty of things and determining what is going on in your business that we can improve, then I tend to be using the 80-20 rule. So because this is an advanced training, I'm going to spend about 1 minute on an introduction to the 80-20 rule. If you're not intimately familiar with it, I'm going to recommend two books that will give you the basics. And those books are The 80-20 Principle by Richard Koch, The 80-20 Principle by Richard Koch, and 80-20 Sales and Marketing by Perry Marshall. That's 80-20 Sales and Marketing by Perry Marshall. Those two books will lay the foundation for understanding fully the 80-20 rule. And in fact, those two books are where I learned my foundation for this. And so, you know, rather than reteach everything that they've taught in, 400 pages or so of great teaching, I just say, hey, let's just send you straight to the source. You can learn it the same place I did. And in this training, we're going to jumpstart you. We're going to move you to the practical side of the 80-20 rule, specifically as it applies to your marketing. So let's go ahead and get started. First of all, the one-minute understanding of the 80-20 rule. Basically, what the 80-20 rule states is that approximately 80% of your results come from 20% of your actions. You know, this is a rounding type of thing. Sometimes we find in certain populations that 70% of our results come from 30% of our actions. Probably more frequently than that, we see 90% of our results come from 10% of our actions. And we find this in populations all across the board. If when we look at a business, we can oftentimes find that 80% of profits are coming from 20% of the buyers. We can find that 80% of revenues are coming from 20% of the SKUs on a retail shelf. You know, we can find that, you know, if we're looking at a service-oriented business, 80% of our profit is coming from 20% of the type of work we do. So, you know, we can find that in, you know, if we look at populations, if we look at things from a bell curve perspective, we look at populations, you know, we find that 20% of the population will account for, you know, 80% of the creative advances that happen. 20% of the population or less will account for the entrepreneurial, 80% of the entrepreneurial action in a nation. We find that 80% of health might be derived from 20% of the actions that we take. If we study our day, we find that 80% of our results come from 20% of our time. And this rule can be applied all the way across the board in almost everything that we do. We can find it in relationships. You know, 80% of the meaningful interactions we have with humans over the course of a day occur in 20% of the interactions that we have. And so it's kind of a rule of nature. And a lot of times, again, it looks like 90-10 rather than 80-20. And I believe that that's good enough for an introduction. Again, if you want all the mathematics for it, if you want all the why does this happen, it's all in those two books that I just mentioned for you. Today, what I want to do is I want to dig into the process of using the 80-20 rule in your business to grow your business. Let me restate that. I want to show you how to use the 80-20 rule in your business to show you how to grow your business. Now, just as some background, again, this is an advanced training, and I'm using very specifically the word grow your business. And when we use the word grow, we insinuate that there is something to grow, meaning that if you do not have a business, you don't have the components that we're talking about here, then you've got to get those components into place before you can really apply the 80-20 rule. And I'm going to come back to this concept later on in this training. I want to explain the growth part first, and then I'm going to dip my toe into talking about starting a business with 80-20 in mind. But I believe that that will be better served if we talk about the growing first. So there's two populations of folks that are listening to this training. You're either generating less than $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 a month online, or you're generating more than $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 a month online. Okay, that's kind of a binary type of thing there. You're either less or more. You're either starting a business and you don't have anything to work with, or you have a business and you have something to work with. Binary type of thing. And so if you're in the category where you're starting a business and you have the business, but you're just starting to drive traffic, or you're just starting to create products, or you're just starting to write an email campaign, I'm going to ask you to suspend your judgment for the next 20 minutes or so, and I want you to pretend that you're in somebody else's shoes. I want you to pretend that you already have a thriving business. You're generating $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a month. I want you to pretend you're generating 1,000 subscribers a month. I want you to pretend you have 5 traffic sources. I want you to pretend that you have 10 products. I want you to pretend that you're the person I'm talking to here at the beginning of this call. I promise you, by the end of this call, I will come back and I'll talk about you if you're at the place where you don't have these pieces in place. But I think you'll get the most out of this training if you'll imagine that you do. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you how to how to have the mindset that will get these pieces in place for using the 80-20 rule in your business. Okay, like I shared before, this is something I use, I don't want to say on a daily basis because the thought may not come to my mind every single day, but the way I run my business is I run it with the 80-20 principle. I run it with my subscribers. I run it with my prospects. I run it with my buyers. I run it with my time. I run it with my emails. I run it with my products. I run it with productivity, efficiency. The 80-20 rule determines how I'm going to use my time. I have 3 hours to work online. The 80-20 rule, with some variation and some creativity and liberty, helps me determine how I'm going to use my time. And so what I'm digging into right now is probably one of the deepest components, one of the deepest drivers to how I grow my business, obviously aside from the creativity that's in there, aside from, the intervention and the guiding that I get from my creator in running my business, and obviously aside from the abilities that I have in running the business. This is a huge driver to my business. Why am I spending so much time on this? Because a lot of times folks look at their business as just the numbers or just the sales or just making the sales or just the product. And in fact, if you look at so much of the training that folks like me put out, we focus on those end pieces. We focus on those action pieces. We focus on creating the products, getting clients, getting the customers, doing the work, managing our time. We focus on all of those things. But in reality, one of the huge drivers, whether it's 80-20 marketing or it's some other kind of guiding thing that guides the work that you do, what we find is that most successful people have a credo or a primary core method that or methodology that drives their mind in being able to underlie the implementation of whatever it is that they have. So you can have somebody with a bright idea, and they're going to implement it, but what gets them from the place of an idea to implementation, for me, a big piece of that is this 80-20 principle. And again, you know, this is something that I use with my clients. If somebody comes to me and they say, hey, I want to double my sales in the next 180 days, what do I need to do? I dig right into the 80-20 principle. And we just simply look at their business and we figure out what's the 20% that's making 80% of your profits, and that's how we're going to do it. I'm going to show you some numbers that occur right here, and I mean, this is going to be the foundation of this training. So let's just set five categories that I'm going to talk about today. We're going to talk about profits. We're going to talk about revenues. We're going to talk about product sales. We're going to talk about subscribers. We're going to talk about traffic sources. I'm going to give you five examples of each one of these things. Let's just start with profits. Right? Let's start with profits. And let's say that we have a profit basket of $100,000. And the 80-20 rule states that 80% of that, which is $80,000, is likely coming from 20% of the work that you do. So if you look at the time that you spend, if we just look at it from a time perspective, you work 40 hours during the week, 20% of those hours, 8 hours, are likely responsible for $80,000 of your $100,000 year income, likely. It could be 6 hours, it could be 10 hours, but if you keep a time track for a full week and you mark it down in 15-minute blocks, and then you assign a revenue that's associated with that block. So if you create a product that generates $10,000 over it takes you 10 hours to do it, then those 10 hours were worth $1,000 apiece. But if you do some activity for 1 hour that has a $0 revenue or $5 an hour revenue, those hours are only worth $5 an hour. And what you'll discover is that probably somewhere in the neighborhood of between 6 and 10 hours a week are responsible for 80% of your profits. Now, that 80% could occur from whatever it is that you're selling. So if you're selling a product, if you're selling a service, if you're consulting, if you're creating information products, if you're managing other people, if you're selling advertising, if we look at the time that's involved, 20% of your time is responsible for 80% of the profits. And if we look at it from your products, we look at it from product perspective. Let's say you have 10 products. You have 10 products. It is highly likely that two of those products are driving 80% of your profit or your revenue. 80% of your profit or revenue is driven by 20% of your products. Obviously, if you only have one product, then 100% of your revenue is generated from that one product. If you have two products, you're already noticing something probably. Probably 75% of your revenue comes from one of those products, and 25% comes from the second one. If you have three products, you've probably discovered that 70% of your revenue comes from one product, 20% comes from the second product, 10% comes from the third one. And if you continue this out, if you have four products, you probably find that 65% of your profits come from the first product. You know, maybe 15% come from the second product. Maybe 12% come from the third product, and 8% come from the fourth product. If you add up the first two products, you'll find that 80% of your revenue are coming from your top two products. And obviously, in this case, because you only have four products, that's 80% of your revenue are coming from 50% of your products. We can drill this down to subscribers. If you generate 1,000 subscribers a month, you probably find that 80% of your buyers are coming from 20% of your subscribers. So 80% of your profits, 80% of your revenues, 80% of your profits, 80% of your buyers are coming from 200 subscribers of the 1,000. We look at it from a traffic perspective. If you generate 10,000 visits a month, likely 80% of your subscribers are coming from 20% of your traffic. 80% of your subscribers are likely coming not from 10,000 visits. 2,000 of your visits are likely accounting for 80% of your subscribers. Obviously, 80% or more of your revenue is coming from that 20% as well. So if you generate 10,000 visits a month, 8,000 generate nothing almost, or 8,000 of those visits are responsible for less than 20% of subscribers' profits revenue. 2,000 of those visits are responsible for 80% of the profits, revenue, subscribers, everything, or more. It could be 90%. It could be 95%. 80% of your revenues are likely coming from 20% of your activity, whether that's the time activity that you have, whether that is the prospect activity that you have, whether that is the products that you have, whether that's the subscribers that you have, whether that's interactions with your subscribers that you have, 80% of your revenues and profits are coming from approximately 20% or less of your time, of your prospects, of your products, of your subscribers, of your interactions. Okay, now, we can apply this statement to each one of these things independently, meaning that if we focus the 80-20 rule just on subscribers, we'll have an increase in our subscriber efficiency. If we focus our 80-20 rule just on our products, we will increase the efficiency of our product sales significantly. But we can do it on all at the same time. We can run the 80-20 rule on our products at the same time as we're running the 80-20 rule on subscribers, at the same time we're running the 80-20 rule on our time, at the same time we're running the 80-20 rule on our traffic. We can do it all at the same time. That's basically how I run my business. 80-20 rule is in operation for most of these components on a regular basis. They kind of lay side by side. Now, if this is something you're doing brand new, you might want to spend a month working on your time, spend a month working on traffic, spend a month working on subscribers. You don't want to do it all at the same time. You spend a month on each one of these things. Once it's a habit to run the 80-20 rule on this thing, then you add something else in. And after a while, your business is just humming along like a machine. Okay, now I want to dig deeper into some numbers. So I've given you the background. I've made some bold statements. Now I'm going to prove it to you mathematically. Okay. So let's start out with let's just start out with products. That's where I often go with clients that are trying to generate more revenue. So I'm going to create a hypothetical yet typical client that comes to me and says, I'd like to double my revenue. Okay. And so we start asking questions, say, how much revenue are you generating? $5,000 a month. Okay. And you go, what I'd normally do is I'd ask some additional questions about traffic, subscribers, et cetera. For this illustration, I'm just going to talk about products, so we're just going to do this on products. So I might ask the person, I go, okay, great, how many products do you have? And, you know, they say, well, I've got 10 products. Okay, well, what are those products? You know, well, I've got a coaching program that's $100 a month, and I've got a training that I sell for $500, kind of a big ticket type of thing. And then I've got three different $97 training programs, and let's call those program one, program two, and program three. And then I've got, you know, for simplicity here, what do we have? We got five products. For simplicity, I'm going to say we also have 10 training programs that sell for $39 a piece. Okay. In reality, you know, prices could be all over the place. In reality, there might be a membership or continuity or something like that in there. But what happens here is if you're doing it on your business, you'll look at it, it's going to be real world. Again, this is a hypothetical example, but you should do this on your own business and say, what are these products? And then here's what I do. I'll ask one or two questions. I'll ask, okay, so where's the bulk of your revenue coming from? Now, I think it's a very interesting thing, but many times, just asking that question, folks either don't know or they guess the wrong one. Then we'll go deeper and we'll say, okay, let me ask you this. How many coaching clients do you have at $100 a month? Okay, I've got 15. Okay, so that means that 15 times 100 bucks is $1,500 in revenue each month. That's 1,500 out of the 5,000. And I might say, okay, how many big tickets are you selling each month? Well, I'm selling one a month. Okay, so that's $500. We put $500 in there. Okay, and then I say, okay, so how about each one of those $97 trainings? They say, well, the first training is sells, you know, about 30 or 25 units a month at 100 bucks is $2,500. The second training sells about 2 units a month at 100 bucks is $200. The third item sells 1 unit times 100 bucks a month, which is $100 a month. And if we add these numbers up, we're at $4,800. Now, again, these are hypothetical. In reality, this would probably be $4,300 instead of $4,800. And what would this mean? It would mean that the other 10 items are accounting for the other, in this case, $200. In reality, it might be $700. Okay? So if we look at this right here, what we see is that the top 5 products, which is the top third of products, are accounting for about 90% of revenue. So about 90% of revenue is coming from this top third. Now, if we drop off the 1 times 100 and the 2 times 100, we see we have 4,500 in revenue. And maybe realistically, that might be 4,200 in revenue. Maybe instead of 25 times 100, it's 22 times 100. Okay, again, this is a hypothetical example. 4,200 out of the 5,000, so what is that? About 83% of revenue is coming from 3 out of 15 products, which is 20 products. And now, we could drill this down even further. We could take off the $500 item, and we could see that we're still at $3,700 in revenue out of our 5,000 from just 2 products, product 1 and our coaching program. Okay, now, this is the 80-20 rule at its greatest. Okay, now in reality, 3,700 out of 5,000 means 74% of our revenue is coming from 2 products out of 15, and I believe that 2 out of 15 would be about 12%, right? So 74% of our product sales are coming from 12% of our products. Okay, now, what would happen? We're spending a lot of time selling all 15 products. But what would happen if we completely got rid of the 12 to 13 products that are responsible for 26% of our sales, and we put all of our selling effort into the products that are generating 74% of our revenue? So if we look at our email campaign and we look at the distribution of links, we've probably got only a third of our links in our email campaign are probably promoting our top 2 products. The other 2/3 of links are promoting everything else in our business. But what if we were to make all of our selling focus only on these top 2 products? Now, if you can imagine, if we were to double the level of revenue that's coming from just those 2 products, or triple it, because we put all of our effort in those top 2 to 3 products instead of in all of our products, our revenue would double or triple. So instead of being $3,700, it would go to $7,400, or it would go to $11,100 if it tripled, without creating any more products, without creating any more emails, without sending out any more emails, without having any more links promoted, only because instead of promoting the things that are only generating 26% of our revenue, we put all of our effort into selling only the items that generate 74% of our revenue. You see what we have here? In order to sell 15 items, we're having to promote 15 items. But if we take all of the energy that's used to promote 15 items and laser focus it on just 2 to 3 items, then we've got 3 times as much effort is put into those 2 to 3 items. So what's going to happen to revenue? It's going to go up by about 2.5 to 3 times because we're not putting that effort into the things that don't sell. And so what happens here is you lose the 20%, 6% of revenue from the items that are not selling because you're not promoting them anymore. But instead of making 74% of your revenue, you're doubling that to 148% of your revenue, or you're tripling that to 222% of your current revenue is still able to come from those top 2 items because you're able to put so much more time and effort into it. Here, I'm going to give you a different example. Now we're going to change the example. My guess is right now, unless you've been exposed to this before, you're looking at that and you're going, okay, that kind of sounds okay, but I'm a little bit confused. How do you triple something out of nothing? And so I've given you the real-world example. Now I'm going to give you a different example that's going to fully illustrate how this works, because now we're going to use money. Because when we use money, well, we all think about money as being something tangible, and so we're going to give you something that's tangible. I want you to imagine you have $1,000 a month that you spend on new subscribers each month. Every month, you spend $1,000 to get new subscribers. So you have a budget of $1,000. And I want you to imagine that you spend $200 of that in each of 5 different traffic sources to get those subscribers. So you spend $200 here, $200 here, $200 here, $200 here, $200 here. Now, unless you've been using this rule, unless you have been optimizing over time, not realizing you're using this rule, if you were to dig in and really study where your subscribers are coming from, you're getting, let's say, 400 subscribers a month from this $1,000 investment. You would say, okay, well, if we divide that by 5, that's 80 people are coming in from each traffic source. But in reality, that's not the case. In reality, one traffic source is likely generating about 300 of your subscribers. The second traffic source down is likely generating about 60 of your subscribers. The other 3 traffic sources combined are generating the last 40 subscribers. Now, again, if you've got an optimized, advanced business and you've been using a process of testing out all your traffic sources over time, you're already using the 80-20 rule and you don't realize it. I will say this to you, that if you were to look again at your traffic distribution, you may find that there's a 50-50 rule, or there's a 50-80 rule here, that 80% of your subscribers are coming from 50% of your traffic, and you can use this rule again. So this is really more for demonstrating the process, and then it's also for people that are kind of at the beginning curve of optimizing and learning. Okay. So we look at this in a few different ways. First of all, we notice that about 75% of our subscribers are coming from 20% of our ad spend. Now, if we add the next piece in and we say that 360, which is 90% of our subscribers, are coming from 40% of our ad spend. Okay? So the 80-20 rule is alive and working right here. But what I want to do next is I want to switch this and just talk about the numbers for a minute. Because when you look at this, you go, well, what am I supposed to do? If you just stop advertising in the places that are not generating as much revenue and do nothing else, well, your business will actually go down. It won't grow. But I want you to imagine you've got this drawn out. You've written this out. You've got $1,000 of ad spend, $200 in each of 5 spaces. One of those places is generating 300 subscribers out of the 400 you get every month. So I want you to think about this. Right now, you're at $1,000 ad spend, and you're generating 400 subscribers. $200 of that ad spend is accountable for 300 subscribers. Imagine that you were to stop spending any money in the other four areas where you're making a lower return on investment, but you were to continue to invest $1,000. That would mean you would invest five times as much in the profitable traffic source. So you'd have a $1,000 investment, five times as much in a place where you get 300 subscribers per $200 of ad spend. That would mean you would get 1,500 subscribers per month. You started with 400 subscribers. By applying the 80-20 rule, you now have 1,500 subscribers a month. Now, all things being held equal, your income will go up by almost four times. You know, assuming that you have an automated email campaign that makes you $10 per subscriber, if you have 400 subscribers a month coming in at 10 bucks a piece, you make $4,000 a month. If you continue to roll these same subscribers into the same funnel, and at 1,500 subscribers a month, you get $10 per subscriber, same dollars number, we're not increasing profits, revenues, profit percentages, nothing. All we're focusing on is increasing subscribers. We raise our revenue from $4,000 to $15,000. If you're at $40,000 a month and you do exactly the same thing, with this one tweak here, you go from $40,000 a month to $150,000 a month. If you're generating 400 subscribers or 4,000 subscribers a year and making $40,000, if you make this one tweak, you go from $40,000 a year to $150,000 a year with this one tweak. Hopefully you see this. If you wrote it out, you'll be able to see it. You see a $1,000 ad spend, $200 in five locations. The one location is accounting for the bulk of your subscribers. Now that we have those numbers in place, we can go back to the products example that I gave you earlier. When we talk about this idea that two of your products are generating 74% of your revenue, if you simply double the effort that you're putting into those products right there, then your revenue goes from $3,700 to $7,400. If you triple what you're doing with those first two products, remember you have 15 products. Doubling it only gets you to equivalent of promoting four products. Tripling it only gets you to the place of really promoting the equivalent of six products, but your revenue still goes up by three times. It goes from $3,700 to $11,100. Now, if we just double it up again, we get to the equivalent of promoting eight products, but the eight products we're promoting are the two top products. So now we go to $14,800 from $3,700. We have a four times increase in product sales by focusing on the 20% of products that make us the most amount of money. Same thing with subscribers. We get a four times increase. Now, obviously, in this example, it was three and a half times, but in that range, three and a half to four and a half times increase when we apply the 80-20 rule. Let's apply it to our time. I work 40 hours a week, okay? In this hypothetical example, I work 40 hours a week, and I make, let's say, $4,000 a week in that 40 hours. Okay, so I make 100 bucks an hour, right? Okay, now, where does that money come from? If $4,000, maybe it comes, $1,000 comes from five consulting clients that paid $200 for an hour of time. Okay, so that's 5 hours of time is equivalent to $1,000 of the $4,000. Now, by the way, this is a rabbit trail, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. What do we know about our revenue if this is the case? 75% of our revenue is coming from not consulting. Consulting's only accounting for 25% of our revenue. It's just an interesting aside. Let's move on. So then we have $3,000 left, and we make that with our product sales. Okay, now, each week I spend 2 hours creating products. I spend 1 hour writing sales letters to create products, and I spend 3 hours writing the emails that promote the products. So that means 6 hours in this hypothetical example, 6 hours are spent on the other $3,000. we look at this, we see that a total of 11 hours is responsible for, what's 11 into 40, about 68% maybe without a calculator. So what we see is that 68%, wait a second, I did the math wrong. So we do it the other way around. So 11 hours of 40 is a little over 20, so about 27% of our time is responsible for 100% of our income. Now, in the real world, out of that 4,000, you know, 3,600 of it would have been consistent income. 400 of it would have been just, you know, just kind of happens here, there, you know, maybe another hour here, et cetera, et cetera. So that's where the 80-20 rule would come in. This example, we're showing 27% of our time is responsible for 100% of our revenue. Okay, now, the argument may be, okay, well, I have to work those other 29 hours. I have to do all these other activities. Do you really have to do all those other activities? I don't know what they are, but do you have to? If your business, now we're talking about business from a money perspective right now, okay? Obviously, if you're a nonprofit charitable organization, you can run the 80-20 rule in your time to see who you're helping the most, but you're not going to be able to use money to do it. So in this case, we're using money to do it. Now, by the way, money is a good proxy for helping people. Okay? If I make three times as much money, but I don't raise the price of my product, that means three times as many people invested. If three times as many people invested and I have good training, three times as many people's lives were changed. So when I make more money, more lives are changed, all things being held equal. That's assuming that, you know, I create good training on a regular basis. Now, if I'm just selling more training that's fluff, okay, well, you know, I'm not helping more people. But in my world, if I sell three times as many units, about three times as many people are being changed. Their lives are being changed. And in your business, it should be the same thing. You're focusing on changing lives. So you look at the other 29 hours, and we don't even have to talk about what you're doing during those 29 hours. If we look at the math right now, what do we know about those 29 hours? They are not contributing to your revenue. Now, again, you know, in a real world, maybe those 29 hours are attributing, are responsible for, let's even say, 20% of your revenue, $800. Okay. Let's throw these exact hours out of the window, and let's just use the 80-20 rule. Let's just use the 80-20 rule. Let's say that $3,200, which is 80% of your revenue, is coming from 20% of your time. 8 hours of your time are responsible for $3,200 of your revenue. And I illustrated it in this other example where I said 11 hours of your time were responsible for 100% of your revenue. If you drill deep enough, you'll probably find that 8 hours of your time are responsible for the $3,200. Now, what if you were to decide that you're no longer going to do the activities that you normally used to do in the other 32 hours, and you're even willing to have a revenue cut to be able to do this? And imagine right now you're working 40 hours for $4,000. You could change that to 8 hours of work for $3,200. Now, some of you can't do that because you couldn't not have the extra 20%. But I'm going to show you something really interesting here. If you can have the mindset that says, I am no longer willing to do work that fits into that 80% of 80% of my time that's only generating 20% of my revenue, imagine if you were to say, I'm going to double the time I spend on the 8-hour activities, my revenue would now go up to $6,400. I'd work 16 hours a week for $6,400 instead of 40 for $4,000. What if we added it on one more time? We said, I work 24 hours a week, I'll make $9,600. I'm no longer working 40, I'm working 24 for $9,600. Now remember, this assumes you're getting rid of 20% of your revenue. You're getting rid of the 20% of your revenue that correlated with the 80% of your time that was being wasted, lost, charitably given away, whatever the case is. Obviously, if you go to the place where you're at 24 hours and making two and a half times the money at 24 hours than 40, you could say, well, I'm going to use the other 16 hours for 100% charitable activities, and I'm not going to make a penny, and I don't care. you still increased your revenue by 2.5 times by using the 80-20 rule on your daily activity. I hope you're beginning to see a pattern here. We go back to the original list that I made. I told you we'd work through profits, revenues, product sales, subscribers, and traffic. See? Obviously, when we talk about subscribers, we kind of dipped into traffic because we said different traffic sources yield these different subscribers. And for cold traffic, I mean, that's the net result of traffic is generating subscribers. The subscribers lead to buyers. The buyers lead to the revenue. So traffic and subscribers are almost synonymous because we run traffic so that we can get subscribers. See, now that I've used the 80-20 rule on your time to show you the impact of literally taking the small part of your day that is accounting for 80% of your revenue, and then we stacked up the parts of your day that are spent. So the 8 hours of your week that are spent on the 80% of the revenue, if in theory you were to just say, I'm going to spend all 40 hours a week on profitable activities, I'd do 8 hours times 5 times on profitable activities. I would make 80% of my revenue times 5 equals 400% of my revenue. And in reality, with your time, I've discovered that if you're working 40 hours, only 8 hours of them are at top productivity and efficiency. You're really resting for 32 hours. In some way, you're resting. Your brain is resting. Your mind is resting. You're doing mundane tasks. You're not performing at your highest. You're going to be kind of like looking at an athlete, okay, and saying, we look at their day and we say, they work out really hard and sweat hard for 2 hours a day times 4 days is 8 hours of hard sweat. The rest of their time is spent doing things that aren't as hard physically. So they're doing mental work, they're doing mental imaging, they're doing visualization, they're talking with their coach, their psychiatrist, their psychologist, their sociologist. They're talking with the folks that are helping their mentality be such that they can win a gold medal, you know, instead of coming up 21st runner-up. They're working on their mind. They're working on, they're being, you know, their muscles are being worked on by experts, whether it's a massage expert or they're going to a special doctor that helps determine what can we do to make this muscle operate better. They're eating well, so a portion of their 40 hours of development as an athlete is spent eating right, making the right meals. So if we were to look at this and say, okay, well, these 8 hours are responsible for the bulk of the actual work that they do, and we say, okay, well, we're just going to make them work just those 8 hours 5 times over, they burn out. So when we talk about time, there's a burnout feature. And so that's why when I gave you the example earlier, I didn't go all the way back up to 40 hours worth of work out of the taking the 8, multiplying it times a full 5, I said instead take 8 and multiply it times 3, have 24 hours of work, but make 3 times the income. Okay, so with your time, that's the kind of thing that you do. Because your time is limited by your physical endurance and your physicality. But product sales are not. Let me go back to the subscriber principle. So I gave you that example where I said that you had $200 in revenue were spent on 5 different locations. We discovered that one of those locations was responsible for 80% of the subscribers that are coming in. And then what could we do? We could take that same $1,000, spend it 5 times over in the same place that was generating 80% of your subscribers, you'll now have 400% of your current level of subscribers, which is a 4 times increase in subscribers. But what happens if you have a 4 times increase in subscribers? You should have a 4 times increase in revenue. What does this mean? This means that if we're using the same percentage of revenue for our advertising, instead of advertising at $1,000 a month, because our income went up by 4 times, we can now invest $4,000 in revenue you know, of our revenue, $4,000 of that can be reinvested into traffic. So now that we've used the 80-20 rule to create a 4x increase in subscribers, but now we have 4x as much money to work with, we can multiply that by 4x again. Now we get a 16x increase in the number of subscribers. If we use our original example, remember we had 400 subscribers initially. Well, if we multiply that by 4x, we get 1,600 subscribers a month. But now that we're making 4x as much money, we can reinvest 4x as much in our advertising, which means that we can now take this from 1,600 to 6,400 subscribers a month. 6,400 subscribers a month without any marginal increase from a percentage perspective in the amount of money that we're spending to make that happen. Because, in fact, if we look at it as a percentage of revenue, it goes down significantly because now we're spending a quarter of the amount of money on advertising per dollar or per subscriber generated as we were in the beginning. This allows us to multiply and multiply and multiply when we use the 80-20 rule. You see, the 80-20 rule, when it's layered, when we run it really deep, we no longer look at the 80-20 rule and say, okay, well, if I apply the 80-20 rule, I can get a 3x increase in my subscribers. This allows us to get an exponential increase in our subscribers because of the fact that we look at this and we say, okay, now we're getting 6,400 subscribers. What can we do now with our revenue invest? Well, now we can multiply that by 4x again. We can invest $16,000 a month in our advertising. Why? Because now we can go to 4x the level of subscribers again, which is just 25,600 subscribers a month. We've done all of this through the 80-20 rule. Notice we have not increased our sales conversion rate. We have not learned to write a single better word of copy. We have not made a single new relationship. We have not made a single advanced training program. We're still selling the top two programs that we were selling before. We have not done anything else to our business except use the 80-20 rule on our subscriber sources. That's it. And this allows us to leverage in this way. Now, imagine, I want you to layer some things now. I know I'm going deep. I know I'm going fast. That's why it's being recorded. You can listen to it again. Now, we layer this. We're already showing a 16x increase, a 64x increase, all by using the 80-20 rule and then multiplying it over and over again. We're not even talking about going deeper on the 80-20 rule. I'm going to do that in just a moment. All we're doing is multiplying the 80-20 rule, and it creates something that's exponential. Now, imagine if at the same time as you were doing this with your subscribers, you were also going in. Remember, we talked about having 15 products, two of which were responsible for 70 or 80% of our revenue. Now, imagine if we were to then begin to do split test sales page optimization on those top two products, making those top two products better and better and better, and only promoting those top two products. And then anytime somebody bought one of those top two products, we sent them an automated survey that asked them what their biggest challenge still was, so that you could now create a high-level advanced training program that a percentage of the people who bought products one and products two, which are your top sellers, that those people could invest in at a higher level, at a deeper level, and you're able to begin to increase your revenue by creating exactly the products that folks want, not for additional front-end products like we had for the initial 15 products, but instead because we have increased priced products that are higher level back-end training programs, and because of the fact that we're selling so many more of products one and two, we're going to be able to leverage that into selling more and more of our back-end training programs. We're able to create five new back-end training programs. We gave you a price example earlier of having $100 a month coaching program and a $100 training, a $97 training program that resulted in the bulk of your profits. Now, imagine if by specifically targeting not everybody on your list, not all your traffic, not all your subscribers, not all your buyers of 15 different products, but only the buyers who were buying your top two training programs, you dug deep with those individuals and said, hey, what else do you need? And you were to go out and create $400 or $500 training programs that actually sell because they are specifically geared not to everybody, but just to your top buyers. So now you create these five training programs over the course of the next year. Then you reapply the 80-20 rule. You go back in, and I almost can guarantee you that if you create five new back-end training programs, one of those training programs will account for 80% of your sales. Now, what does this mean? It means that now that we know that exactly which training program accounts for 80% of your back-end sales, now we can begin to optimize that particular item and continue to promote that item until, yep, you guessed it, we're getting three times the revenue from that one item. Then that one back-end item is accounting for 80% of your revenue. Multiply that times three times using the methods that I've already outlined to you here. You get a 240% revenue boost on that back-end item. Now, notice, if you didn't create five products, you'd never know which one was going to be that big one that you could work with. And so that's where the 80-20 rule has to be kind of set up. We talked earlier about the idea that when clients come to me and they say, I've got a revenue number and I want to double it, or I've got a subscriber number and I want to double it. All generally, basically, what I do is I say, okay, where's your subscribers coming from? You got these four sources. Where's the bulk of the subscribers coming from? They're coming from this source. Okay, great. Let's drop all the other sources and quadruple your effort on this source. That'll triple your subscribers right away. I do the same thing with product, same thing as we just did here. Do the same thing with the back end. If we want to create additional profits in the long run, we create multiple training programs, or we try out multiple subscriber sources, or we try out multiple traffic sources to find which one generates 80% of the revenue. And you can't guess your way into that. Okay. You cannot predictably and consistently guess your way into that. Okay? A lot of folks in the marketing space, they spend a lot of time teaching, and obviously I've studied a good bit of this material. We all learn as marketers. We learn through the process of learning this type of thing, that there are things that we can do to tip the scales. We can create a good USP. We can really understand our target market. We can create an avatar in our market. We can find out the exact buying language of our market. We can do all of those things. And basically all of those things, what they're doing is they're trying to find the 80% item without doing all the real world work. And that's okay. But sometimes that doesn't work. Sometimes it falls short. You know, maybe you've been trying to come up with an avatar and you've been doing USP training and you've been doing all kinds of things for 2 years and you still don't have that product that just rocks the world. My advice, go create five products. Find out which one works best. Take that product and make it better, and you'll probably, in my opinion, you'll get closer to any USP that you could have created in a research foundation or in your garage or in a study group or anything like that by doing the real-world work and finding out what are the people really wanting to buy. Not what they tell you they're going to buy, but by creating products, put them out there, writing the sales letters, and finding out what they really buy. Okay, so if this works on the back end, where else does it also work? I promised you at the beginning that I would talk about, for those of you who are at the beginning end of things, so if you come to me, and I typically don't work with someone personally like this, but let's just say that you hypothetically you come to me and you say, I have nothing, and I want to get started. Given everything I've taught you today, given the fact that in order to grow your business, you've got to be able to run the 80-20 rule. In order to run the 80-20 rule, you really need to have multiple sources. You need to have multiple sources of traffic to find the one that's going to work best for you. You need to have multiple products to find the one that's going to work best for you. You need to have multiple buyers to find the group of buyers, the psychographic of buyers that is going to make the most money for you. When you're just starting out, you really don't know how you can help people the most. You may think you do. Your grandmother has told you how you might be able to. Your wife, your husband, your dog has told you what you're really, really good at. But until you actually get out there and help 50 people, you really don't know what you can help people with the most. You know, a lot of times folks come to me and they say, you know, Sean, I really want to consult and I'm really good at this, but, like, what's my target market? If you don't know your target market, some marketers would tell you, okay, you need to pick one, draw this whole thing out, make an avatar, psychographics, the whole bit, and then go after that target market. I can almost guarantee you, you do that and you have 50 clients in your target market. If you'll go back in and look at the lives you changed, 80% of those lives will be changed by one concept that you didn't even realize you were teaching. Or it may be one concept you realize you're teaching, but it probably wasn't part of your USP. It's probably not part of your avatar. But once you've done those 50 consulting sessions and you've gotten feedback from everybody, and some people have said, I didn't really get much out of it, and then other people have said, you changed my life. If you take only the people out of the 50 that say, you changed my life, let's say it's 12 people, and you say, what changed your life? Almost guaranteed 9 to 10, 80% of those 12 people will tell you the same thing. And when they tell you that thing, that's your USP. That is your avatar. That is your ideal psychographic. That's the thing that you're really good at. That's where you change people's lives. It doesn't make any difference what USP, what psychographic, what avatar that you come up with in a vacuum while you're trying to get started. Until you've coached 50 people and you've discovered exactly how you're able to change lives. When that happens, you're then able to say, okay, this is how I change lives, this is what I'm going to work on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's the same thing with traffic. It's the same thing with traffic. When I first got started, I don't remember what the number is, but, you know, it was, I don't know, 20 or 25 different traffic sources. Because I understood this rule even when I very first got started. I didn't really know how it was going to apply to the business, but you know, I understood this rule. And I knew I could not pick a traffic source blindly because all the traffic sources out there, or at least, you know, all the legitimate traffic sources, there's somebody out there telling you that that's the very best traffic source around and that it worked for them. Just because it worked for them doesn't mean it'll work for you. But instead of me guessing and making a prediction that because it worked for you, I'll pick that one because I like it or because I like the way you talk, or because you wrote a nice, smooth sales letter and you convinced me that that was the best way to work, we still don't know it's going to work for me. Even if I like the way the traffic source works, I don't know if it's going to work for me until I try it. So there's two ways to do this. You can try a new traffic source every 3 months for the next 3 years and maybe stumble on the one that works best. But you won't even know which one works best because 90 days isn't usually long enough for you to put your entire product funnel and your consulting funnel together anyway. So you're driving this traffic in a vacuum. You're trusting that somebody else knows what traffic source is best for you. But what I did and what I would recommend you do is go out there and try multiple traffic sources. Send folks to the exact same type of squeeze page, sell them the exact same type of product. 90 days from now, you look back and you say, hey, where are my sales coming from? Almost guaranteed 80% of your sales will be coming from 20% of your traffic sources. When that happens, you drop the other 80% of your traffic sources and you just focus on the ones where the bulk of your revenue is coming from. Now, we can take this to another level, folks. Let's say that you say, I'm going to come up with 30 traffic sources. I'm just going to do it. There's 30 websites out there. There's 30 social media places. There's 30 traffic sources where I can get traffic from. And let's just say that we do this for 90 days. I'm going to do everything I can to drive as much traffic from each one of these places as possible. And at the end of the 90 days, we look back and we look at our revenue that's associated with it if we're selling things. If you don't have anything created, it might take you 180 days to be able to do this. You go back, almost guaranteed 80% of your revenue is coming from 20% of the traffic sources. What does that mean? 80% of your revenue is coming from 6 traffic sources. Okay. So what do? We get rid of the other 24 traffic sources and become better at the 6. But instead of just doing the same thing we've been doing, we're going to quadruple the money or time that we're putting into each one of those 6 traffic sources, since we're not putting any time and money into the other 24 we dropped off. So now we're going to have 24 units of traffic source activity, even though it's 6 traffic sources. So we're able to put 4 times as much effort into the 6 traffic sources that are performing best. We're going to have a 320% level of revenue. So we're going to triple our revenue by going from 24 traffic sources to 6. Now, I can almost guarantee you again that 80% of this new level of revenue, so this 320% of revenue times 80% is 256%, I think. Okay, 256% of the original 100% basket of revenue is coming from 80% of your, or from 20% of your new traffic sources. These 6 traffic sources, 1.2 of your traffic sources are accounting for 256% of your old revenue. Or we make this really easy, 80% of your new revenue level is coming from 1 to 2 of your traffic sources. Now you know the traffic source that works for you. And then you can even take that traffic source, run more and more traffic to it, and then splice that traffic using the 80-20 rule. So let's just say you find a traffic source that works for you. And you say, okay, inside of that traffic source, there are many buyer groups. There are many target areas. There are many, many keywords. There are many different ways that you can reach people in that traffic source. The 80-20 rule will work again. 80% of your revenue will come from 20% of your keywords in your chosen traffic source. Okay. Folks, I could go on and on, but I'm not going to. The ball's now in your court. Look at your business and say, where can I currently apply the 80-20 rule? Where do I have 5 products? Where do I have 5 traffic sources? Where can I apply the 80-20 rule? And all you got to do is look in and say 80% of my revenue is coming from 20% of my traffic. 80% of my revenue is coming from 20% of my subscribers. 80% of my revenue is coming from 20% of my time. 80% of my revenue is coming from 20% of my products. And take whatever it is, your time, your products, your subscribers, your traffic, drop the 80% that's only responsible for the leftover 20% of your revenue, drop it, and triple, quadruple, or quintuple your efforts, whether it's time, whether it's products, whether it's subscribers, whether it's traffic, whatever the case is, triple, quadruple, or quintuple your effort, and your revenue will go up by triple or quadruple, you know, 2.5 to 4.5 times by doing that, by not creating anything new, simply by doubling, tripling, quadrupling, quintupling the effort that you make on the 20% that's driving the 80% of your results. Okay? I want to touch a little bit more on the beginner. So you're at the starting place. And this is even for advanced folks. You say, I'm an advanced individual. I have multiple products, but I want to create a new product line, or but I want to develop a new traffic source, or, you know, I've got 2 traffic sources that really do well, but I want to add one more. How should you do that? Should you go out there and just pick one? No. Go out there and use the same process as a beginner would use. Go find 25 traffic sources. Use the 80-20 rule on them for 180 days. You'll find that next traffic source. Same thing with products. Same thing with products. Instead of guessing what's the one big product that's going to change everybody's life in my business, just do some surveys. Create 5 products. Use the 80-20 rule on them. You'll have one more big winner. Same thing with subscribers. You want to grow your subscribers? Let's say you're at a certain place. You want to grow your subscribers. You go out there and say, okay, if I'm going to grow my subscribers, instead of predicting one source that's going to create more subscribers for me, I'm going to go get 10 sources, and 90 days from now, use the 80-20 rule on it. You'll have a new traffic source. You'll have a new subscriber source. Folks, this works almost anywhere that you want to increase results in your business. If you're already doing the activity, look at it. 80% of your results are coming from 20% of your activity. Triple, quadruple, or quintuple the activity that you're doing on that one thing. Drop everything else, and your results will go up. If you're starting something new, whether you're starting a new business, a new traffic source, a new product, a new anything, set yourself up to be able to use the 80-20 rule, and you cannot use the 80-20 rule on a unit of one. You have to do multiple units of something to be able to figure it out. I'm going to give you one more real-world example. Let's say that you're into pay-per-click advertising. A lot of times people get into pay-per-click advertising, and they arbitrarily choose for themselves the 10 keywords that they think will perform the best. Only two of those are going to perform the best. So if you want 10 keywords that are going to perform the best, you really have to choose 50 and let the 80-20 rule do its work. You really want to succeed? Choose 1,000, find the 20, the 200 that perform the best, run the 80-20 rule on those, find the 40 that perform the best, and then maybe you even say, I really want to drill down, I'd use the 80-20 rule again. You see, on all of these things, we can use the 80-20 rule again and again and again and again and again. I want to give you two more examples. One is products. I've talked a lot about drilling down on traffic and drilling down on subscribers, which is a result of traffic. Okay, so I'm not going to do that again. I'm going to give you two examples of drilling down on products. One is on products, and the second one is on your time. Drilling down using the 80-20 rule repeatedly. Okay? So the first thing we've talked about with all of this is this idea that we can multiply the 80-20 rule by a multiple of 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, simply by taking the 80% of our time or 80% of our products usage or 80% of our subscribers that are not generating for us and dumping them basically and only focusing on the 20% that are important, that allows us to triple up, quadruple up, quintuple up on the things that we're doing that are important. But I want to show you how you can take this to another exponential level. So let's say that we've determined what our two products are that are driving 80% of our revenue. And we've also have this thing in place where we can create baskets of 5 products at a time to find the one more product that's really going to do well. Okay. But what if we were to assume that now when we look at these product sales, let's say even out of our 2 products, we make 100 sales of our second product, the 80-20 rule. How can we apply the 80-20 rule to this? 80% of people's results are coming from 20% of the buyers of that product. So now what you do is you go to those 100 people, find out who's getting results and why, find out what those things are, what do people need, what are the drivers of success for the 20% of people that are getting good results. Add whatever that is back into the product in a powerful way. Meaning add addendum training, add bonuses, add additional training, add additional pieces to the sales page that highlight the 20% of the product that really changes people's lives. Because right now your sales page probably talks all about the whole product, but 20% of the product is driving the success of people who buy it. So now if we take that and we really beef up the training program on the 20% that really matters, we beef up the sales letter on the 20% that really matters, what will likely happen to sales? Sales will go up by two things. Number one, sales will go up because more people who are going to be impacted will buy it because you are highlighting the things that are true impact drivers on the sales page. But what will also happen is instead of having 20% of the buyers get impacted, maybe you can get to 60 to 70% of buyers are impacted. Now, what do we know happens if buyers are impacted versus not being impacted? They'll spend more with you in the long run. So if we look at, let's say you make 1,000 product sales this month, 20% of those people will go on to become back-end buyers. But if we can find the drivers of the things that turn those people into back-end buyers, and we can target those key things in our sales process such that people that purchase product one are much more satisfied, instead of just having 20% of people get amazing results, we're able to set ourselves up for 60 to 70% of people to get amazing results. If three times as many people get amazing results, you'll have a greater number of people that will upgrade and buy back-end training, will enroll in coaching programs, whatever it is that you use for being able to make things happen. And so when we use the 80-20 rule on our process in our products become better and better and better and better over time. Case in point, my coaching program. In my coaching program, over time, I get feedback from folks that tells me this particular lesson really changed my life. And so what I do is, as I create additional lessons, and as additional lessons change people's lives, I replace older lessons that didn't change people's lives as much with newer training that changes people's lives more. And over time, every single lesson in the program becomes a life-changing experience. Now, if I were to say right now, okay, I'm just going to redo the entire campaign from scratch, it probably wouldn't be as good as the one that's there. Why? Because the one that's there has been optimized by life-changing results, so that each lesson is based on life-changing results. Now, that takes time. I've been doing this for years, and so I'm constantly swapping and putting new pieces in as I discover pieces that drive life change to an even higher level. So that's something you can do in your products. You can make your products better as a result of finding out what truly changes people's lives. Let's look at your time now. I want to do an 80-20 work on your time. I want you to imagine now, I'm going to go back to the old example. Let me pull out my notes. I'm going to go backwards in time for my old example. I gave you an example of time. You folks, I've got about 10 pages of notes, and here we go. Okay, so I've got about 10 pages of notes as I'm talking, so I had to go back through and find the page. Okay, so remember we did an example earlier where we said we had 40 hours, and we're generating $4,000 from those hours. I'm going to alter the example just a little bit. I'm going to do true 80-20 here. I'm going to assume that 8 of our hours are responsible for $3,200 of our revenue. Okay, and so let's look at our time. So how can we get to 8 hours? We had 11 originally. And so what we're going to do here is, obviously, the bulk of our revenue, $3,000, is coming from our product creation. And so I'm going to go back to that earlier example. Remember we said we charged $200 an hour for consulting. Okay, but I want you to notice that in this example, $1,000 a week came from our consulting at $200 an hour. And you look at that and you may say, well, you know, that's pretty good money. Because the thing is, if you made $200 an hour for 40 hours, you'd make $8,000 a month or a week instead of the four. So you look at that and you say, okay, that's twice my average hourly rate. So that's a good rate to charge for consulting. But if we look at something else, I mean, remember our original example, we had $3,000 of revenue came from product sales. And we added up and we said that we put 6 hours a week into product sales. So that means our product sales are worth $500 an hour. And when we look at it that way, our consulting, we're actually undercharging for our consulting because our time is worth $500 an hour, but I'm only charging $200 an hour for consulting. And so if we look at this and we say we're really going to apply the 80-20 rule to our business, what do we need to do? We need to stop consulting at $200 an hour. We need to start consulting at $500 an hour or more. Because any activity that we do that is worth less than $500 an hour is suboptimal activity for us. So let's go back to this thing we said we're going to take 8 hours, is responsible for $3,200 in revenue. What does this mean? This means 6 of those hours are responsible for $3,000 in our original example. 6 hours is responsible for $3,000, 2 hours of creating products, 1 hour of sales copy, and 3 hours of emails equals 6 hours. That means $200 is one more hour of consulting, Okay, and so again, we get into the real world, it sometimes skews off a little bit. We're really only working 7 hours in this hypothetical example for that $3,200. Notice that I'm even knocking off some of those $200 an hour consulting hours because they don't belong in our model anymore. What should belong in our model is $500 an hour consulting, because that's what we're worth on an hourly basis. What's the best way to increase our revenue here? The best way to increase our revenue is to say, okay, here's what we're going to do. Instead of working 40 hours, we're going to work 24 hours. We're going to spend 18 hours on product creation, and we're going to do $9,000 in revenue on that. We're going to spend 2 hours. But let's say we're going to spend 6 hours at maybe $300 an hour for consulting. We're not bold enough to jump it up to 500, but we'll move it up to three. So that's $1,800. So now we're at $10,800 in revenue for 24 hours of work, instead of before we were at 40 hours for $4,000. Okay, can we now apply the 80-20 rule to this? I believe so. So now we're working 24 hours. And let me go back to my notes. I got 3 pages back on my notes to find this. Okay, so what is that? That is 6 hours of product creation. That is 3 hours of sales copy. And that's 9 hours of emails for 18 hours. And then that is, we said, 6 hours at $300 equals 24 hours, $10,800. Now, if we apply the 80-20 rule again to this, we find that 80% of our revenue, which is $8,640, is now coming from 20% of 24 hours, which is 5 hours. Hey, whoa, how's that possible? Let me show you how that's possible. If we look at the time that we're spending here, okay, now remember again at this point, when we look at the fact that we're undercharging for our consulting, okay, so that's obviously in that 20%. But when we now look at our 6 hours of product creation, we could probably do that in 2 hours if we were to outsource the other 4 hours of work. Now, we say, well, I don't want to hire some cheapo person to do my work. You don't have to. Remember, you're worth $500 an hour. You could pay somebody $100 an hour to do your work for you. You could even pay them for 8 hours of work instead of four, which would cost you $800, and get you down to 2 hours of product creation. You could outsource your sales copywriting, and you say, well, once again, I don't want to hire some cheapo. Well, you don't have to. You don't have to anymore. You can pay someone $200 an hour to write copy for you. $600 investment right there. And remember, we're working on the 80-20 rule here. And notice, we didn't talk about outsourcing initially. Outsourcing isn't part of this whole deal. The 80-20 rule is part of the deal, but when we run the second level of 80-20, we realize that the only way that we can make the 80-20 rule work is to delegate. Now, the easiest way to delegate is outsourcing. You can delegate by hiring an office staff. You can delegate by, buying it pre-done, whatever the case is. There are many ways of delegating. We're calling it outsourcing here. Again, this is just another example. Okay, this isn't, you should outsource. Or this is just an example of how do you make the 80-20 rule work on an exponential basis. Okay, what about your emails? We're spending 9 hours a week now on writing emails for our campaign. Likely, you only need to do an hour of that yourself. The rest of it's probably just plugging things into a campaign. Imagine if you paid somebody $100 an hour to do the additional 8 hours worth of work. You could find somebody really good for that. Or you could pay $25 an hour and pay somebody else 32 hours worth of work to do what you're able to do in 8. Because that's one of the real problems that we have as entrepreneurs, isn't it? We get so good at what we do that nobody else can do it as fast as me. nobody else can do many of the things I do as fast as me. So if I do 4 hours worth of work, I cannot expect another human to do that same 4 hours worth of work for me in 4 hours. I can expect another human to do it in 32 maybe, but not in four. And you know how it is in your business. There are things that you can do better than anybody else because you've done it for 7 years. You're really good at it. You really understand. And so it's very difficult for you to outsource it because you're not willing to pay more than 4 hours worth of work for it because that's how long it takes you. But in this model, you really could pay somebody 32 hours of time to do what takes you 8 hours to do. You pay them $25 an hour, it's equivalent to $100 for the 8 hours worth of work. You're worth $500 an hour. So if you farm out your $500 work at $100 an hour, you're left with $400 in profit. But let's do this from the perspective of the 80-20 rule. Now we're down to 2 hours of creation. We're down to 1 hour of sales copy. We're down to 1 hour of emails. We're still at 5 hours of consulting, but now we're going to call that $500 firm. Okay. Our revenue now is $8,000. Remember, we run the 80-20 rule on this. Our revenue now is $8,640 minus our outsourcing expenses, which we've decided are $1,400 plus $800 is $2,200. So we're at $6,840 on 9 hours of work. This is the 80-20 rule. This is our paring back. Remember, when we pare back, we make less money. But now we can triple what we're doing again. Obviously, it's 9 hours instead of eight. I'm going to legitimately triple it here. Actually, I'm not. I'm going to call it 4 hours of consulting at 2,000 instead. Okay? 4 hours. That gives us 8 hours. Now what we're going to do is we're going to triple the time we put in to this, make it 24 hours. Now, remember, if we triple this, we're also tripling our outsourcing expenditure. Okay? Because we subtracted it off. It's part of our 80-20 model. So we have the ability then, if we triple this whole thing, we're also tripling our outsourcing, which means that we go from $2,200 to $6,600 per week in outsourcing, which means we can pay 66 hours at $100, or we can pay 200, I believe this is right, 262 hours at $25 an hour. We're only working, now we're working 24 hours, but even accounting for our outsourcing expense, we're now making $20,520 a week instead of $4,000. We're working 24 hours instead of 40 because we've exponentially used the 80-20 rule. Remember, we used the 80-20 rule first to go from $4,000 in revenue working 40 hours down to 24 hours at $10,800 in revenue. Then we brought outsourcing in. We were able to go to 24 hours at $20,520. Okay, now, for some of you, you're saying, well, why are you tripling your investment? $6,600 is really bugging me. So I'm going to show you this a different way. Remember, we said 24 hours at $10,800 times 80% was $8,640. I want you to imagine that. Remember, we've used the 80-20 rule on this, so we're now down to 24 hours of work for three times the amount of return, which means we can multiply 8,640 times three times, which is 25,000. There's a small math error in here somewhere. So we 25,000. $920. Now, remember we said when we did this math, and again, there's a math error in here. The concept is what I want you to get. All of these things are hypothetical. Remember, I just said if we multiply this 6840 times the 3, we get 20,520. That's what we get to take home. If we subtract that from the 25,920, we show $5,400 that could be used, that will be used on outsourcing to make this thing happen. Again, like I said, there's a small math error in here. It's probably about a $500 error multiplied by 3 times gives us a $1,500, $1,600 error. So, again, it's the concept here, and I hope you've grasped the concept. Now, what if we did this one more time? Now we're at 24 hours of work. We're working 6 hours on creation. We're working 3 hours on sales. We're working on 3 hours of emails. We're doing 12 hours of $500 an hour consulting. We're taking home, after paying our outsourced workers, $20,520 a week. And that equates to $66 at $100 or $262, I think, at $25. What if we ran the 80-20 rule again and re-outsourced even the higher level of work that we're doing, raised our consulting fee to $1,000 an hour instead of $500, and so on? You can see that this is something that can exponentially happen. And, folks, what I want to leave you with here is that I have, in doing this process, I have not increased the quality of my sales conversions. I have not made a better product. I have not made a greater effort to sell. I'm not improving my emails, nothing. All of this was done just by applying the 80-20 rule to my time. Now, imagine what would happen if I applied the 80-20 rule to my time, I applied the 80-20 rule to my products, I applied the 80-20 rule to my subscribers, I applied the 80-20 rule to my emails, and I did it all simultaneously. What would happen to your business? So, folks, at this point, I'm going to go ahead and close this out. What I really want you to get from this, you don't need to get the exact numbers here. These were all hypothetical numbers for one singular purpose, not to show you exactly how to use the 80-20 rule on some hypothetical situation, but to prove to you that you can use the 80-20 rule on your subscribers, your traffic, your products, your profits, your revenue, and your time. And so the ball's now in your court. I encourage you to use the 80-20 rule on all of these components in your business and look for how you're going to be able to increase your profits, your revenues, your subscribers, your products, your traffic, and your time by spending less time and getting more results out of all of these things by implementing the 80-20 rule the way that I have just shown you.